2017 is wrapping up, but the growing group of reporters at State Impact is following many important government policy issues that will carry on into the new year. Reporter and editor Joe Wirtz brought the State Impact team into the studio for a preview of its coverage in the year to come.
We're going to start first with State Impact's newest reporter.
I'm Jackie Fortier, and I cover health for State Impact.
Give me the big picture for the new year.
Well, I think the really big thing is how health agencies will be funded and how the legislature chooses to do that in the future. What they choose not to fund could be eliminated completely.
And we've already seen some threats of doing that.
Actually, we've seen it happen at the health department specifically. People were laid off, and there's the promise of more layoffs coming in March. The state health department itself doesn't provide any services. These are all at county health department levels. So if you get rid of three registered nurses, for example, at one county health department, that could mean that there's a lot less people to give immunizations to kids, for example.
Many of these programs go to support Oklahomans that are among the most vulnerable people in our society, right?
Yeah, I spoke with Lori Taylor. She has cerebral palsy. She's confined to a wheelchair, and she's dependent on a Medicaid waiver in the state of Oklahoma. And that waiver may be eliminated in the future. And if that happens, she really isn't sure what she's going to do.
Maybe take a roommate and see if I could get somebody to just maybe live here with me and help me. But I don't see that happening. You know, who do you trust?
$30 million at the State Department of Health. Tell me about why we keep hearing that number.
You keep hearing that number because that's roughly the amount that was misappropriated by administrators, it seems to be, at the State Health Department. We're still finding out new information, and there's different investigations going on that you alluded to. But what it really amounts to is that money was kind of moved around, and it was money that they didn't have.
And so right now, the House is investigating.
We've had two meetings of the House Investigative Committee. We heard from State Health Department Interim Commissioner Preston Dorflinger, mainly as part of his dual role as the head of the Office of Management and Enterprise Services. And what they're really learning is that they don't have that level of detail at OMES that lawmakers thought that they had. So that was kind of how this was able to go fly under the radar.
I'm Emily Wendler, and I cover education for State Impact.
Emily, going into 2018, what do you think is the single biggest issue facing teachers, parents, educators in Oklahoma?
School funding, and that can be split into two things.
Okay.
Teacher pay and school budgets. I mean, it's been talked about for years by, you know, lawmakers and the state superintendent, but even the governor is like really ramping up her rhetoric.
But you know what I'm doing here today? I'm actually
on teacher pay, especially. She recently crashed a teacher recruitment fair that was being put on in an Oklahoma hotel, but it was there were like a bunch of Dallas schools there.
The Dallas school system saying that they pay their teachers over $50,000 a year. We pay on the average about $32,000 a year plus benefits.
Where are they going to get that money from?
That is a really good question, Joe. Something many Oklahomans are in favor of is increasing the gross production tax on oil and gas companies.
That's right. And those asking to increase taxes on oil and gas production have really turned up the volume at the state capitol. Not surprisingly, many oil and gas companies and industry groups are pushing against these proposed increases. I recently talked to a petroleum engineer at Continental Resources. She was rallying at the Capitol.
Catherine,
what's your last name, Catherine?
Liska. You start raising costs of doing business, you cannot maintain that level of activity when the costs rise.
And as the state scrambles for more ways to squeeze revenue out of industry, I'm also keeping an eye on the wind industry in Oklahoma. The state has chipped away at incentives for wind farms, and many lawmakers and some fossil fuel titans want new taxes levied on wind-produced electricity. Thank you, Emily.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
On behalf of the entire State Impact family, I'm Joe Wirtz. It's been a great year, and you'll hear from us again in 2018.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on the environment, energy, education, and health, visit KGOU.org.